So I said, okay, just give you the wishes. And I also share the clip to her. Yeah, but I don't know whether now she's okay or not. Yes.
It's not your own question, but your friend's.
Yes, yes, my friends, my friends.
About, you remember?
I think your friend was interested in meditation, is that right?
I don't remember exactly, but sorry, I don't remember exactly. Yeah. Yes, but she wondering whether if we keep we continue listening, whether our panyas arise or not, because she read the sutta, some sutta, and she also know that somebody is mentioned on the sutta also. So she's just wondering, yeah.
But you have no question about that.
I also have.
I see.
Yes.
And now, because you see that what is the best thing of this very moment, just one moment.
Yes.
What is the best thing of this moment?
The best thing.
What is the best thing now?
Yeah. Understand the reality now, the current moment.
Because the most important thing is to understand this moment, otherwise it's gone. Without understanding, so it's with ignorance, each moment. So no matter what you do.
Just the plan now. When we talk, when we sing,
it's a moment in life.
Yes.
It's gone. Each moment in life.
If we don't focus on the moment, we don't know what's happened.
Know you yet. Only a moment is gone by condition.
What's condition? What's condition?
Without condition, condition. Because without condition, nothing can arise. Like seeing, it cannot arise without eyes. So
everything must be have condition. But what is condition?
So know you. Just learn to understand the reality in the beginning, and then learn to understand that it's conditioned by how many conditions. In order to know that never be you. It's really a reality which is conditioned to arise. No one can stop its arising. Like now, no one can stop the arising of seeing. So know you. Seeing, at the moment of seeing, you think that you see.
Yes.
But actually, seeing is not you. So learn to understand each moment as not me.
But her main question is what are conditions to know? Seeing, just seeing, not we see or I see.
Because you'd like to be I. She still want to be I. So what is important, see, is her own idea. The important for her. See, says it cannot be the understanding of all realities and herself.
That's why some also sorry, Maya's listening, yes.
Just want to keep the I. Not want to abandon the I at all. See? So they follow the I. The best as they could, but that cannot be the eradication of the I, because the I cannot eradicate the I. It's wrong understanding. But most people think very little, not think deeply about this moment, whether it is I or not. If this moment is not I, how can the other moment be I?
Because in our daily life, 100% seeing, listening, hearing, so I see, I hear.
One does not understand the word of the Buddha at all, because it's not just to listen or to read, but it's to consider deeply about the truth. Whether what is true. So it takes time. And don't forget that all dharmas are anatta. It has to be all, no exception at all. No matter seeing, thinking.
For a long, long, long time.
Right, endless.
So please enjoy the.
Understand. And ignorance. Until Panya sees everything as not self, as naturally, like now. Just like now, see. Because we have heard that the realities arise and fall again in split seconds. But just only that which Panya arises with awareness, then it indicates that their panya has developed enough to be able to understand that. Situation, condition.
I'm sitting here and I see here. But how about if I sitting in the room and also see here?
Until it's exactly the same. No matter where.
Some people told me that if they sit in the quiet place, seem that they can
yourself like that very much to take you away to it, to its way, the idea of self.
Happens so fast, so we cannot know about.
If panya is not strong enough, who can understand by conditions what the way it is right now by conditions?
So we need to just stay home, not go out so much.
No matter when, yeah. Panya develops until it can understand that.
But in the first place, maybe we stay home, no need.
Because the self trying to push you away, to persuade you away all the time. It comes. Maybe this is better, or maybe that's helpful.
The new habit, like that, if we stay home in a quiet place, we pay attention.
Lopa is there, unknown. Yeah. Only panya can see that it's not the way.
Like that, the habit, if we do not hear the teaching.
Again, think about theory again, problem or...
The habit quite natural. Like that, I hearing the teaching from you, and it makes me interesting, and then I hear more and more. Like that, if I sitting in the quiet room, I can know.
And do you like that?
You're sitting and trying to listen, you can't listen.
I just talk about it because some friends come to me and say that the first day we need to shut up to
It's natural. It's daily life. Only panya cannot see it yet as yourself.
And it's only thinking which thinks about, oh, at home there or here in the restaurant. Actually, no matter there or here, just seeing, hearing, thinking, just the same.
The same. But because like that, this is a noisy place, so we not like we. Again, this week, we follow the story you are talking about, but it's not very...
Dhammas, all are Dhammas, not known yet as Dhamma. So the eye is there, follow all the time. That's why it's a long, long way, but it's the way of detachment, not attachment at all. Not this is better at home or somewhere. No, that is motivated by the idea of self.
It's the same as what we were saying earlier about the idea of people coming with my problems and my situation. It's not understanding Dhammas.
In terms of the Dhammas,
yes.
To be known,
yes.
It's the same.
Yeah, everywhere the same. But
yeah. And if we understand that that is the object of awareness, then it doesn't matter about the conventional idea of noisy or distraction or whatever.
I will share with my friends, and if they continue to raise their issue, as we'll send the witches to you. Yeah. A lot of some friends told me that first we need to establish the new habit,
yeah.
and then gradually we understand.
I think because that's what they've been told.
Yes. Yes.
And they have followed the advice, and they find that it brings some experiences.
Yes.
So they think that it must be.
Understand experience.
Understand the functions of citta.
Like you mean?
How many functions of citta? And yeah, so by then they know that citta arises to perform function.
Yes.
They just be idle or don't function anything at all.
Can we talk about the kusala aura, kusala citta in the javana
state? I don't like the word in javana,
no,
because
it's the
function of javana.
So just talk about the seven,
like,
kusala, yeah, or kusala citta.
Yes. Okay.
Like patisanti citta performs a function of patisanti. And each citta has to perform its own function.
And if one's referring to the Lokutra, then one would talk about the Lokutra process of cheetahs that has a function of...
Not ordinary.
Very extraordinary. Mm-hmm. Javana. Yes.
Okay, so the kusala and akusala cheetahs that arise in...
Performs a function of javana, and we explain what function, javana
running,
function
running
is.
The
Because they arise seven times, while the other arise just one or two.
We better say that the exception also, the Lokutra cheetahs, and can one talk about the function of javana?
I think that let us talk about function first, and then each one.
What each function? One by one.
Yeah, because for javana, it's different from moment of vipaka and other function.
Yes. So, like the Gotrabhu and the Anuloma, one can talk about the function of javana.
Right.
But the
what about the seven? The first one is this, the second one, and the third one and fourth one. They are
one.
All javana.
Yes.
Different stage of understanding. The same kusala.
So, when we're talking about the Lokutra, they're in the same process, but usually I didn't think that for the Magga and Pala, we don't talk about them as having the function of javana.
Yes, but
even though it's in the same process,
they perform what function, because each citta has to perform function.
So it's in the same series, but it's not the function of javana at those moments, because at the moment of, for example, the Pala, it is the.
It performs a function of javana.
Also, of javana. Okay,
because each citta we have to find out which one perform which function.
And the Magga Citta, do you still say it has the function of javana?
Yes, they all.
Because it's in that
among
seven.
All the kusala citta, each kusala performs a function of javana. Only vipaka, it's that which is not kusala, that can perform the function.
The function of javana,
because it's just the sudden result of the Magga Citta.
Yes, so even that one performs the function of javana.
We talk about the Anuloma, it is kusala.
Yes.
See?
And the Gotrabhu.
And we talk about Lokutra, it's
change of Lokutra, because it's change of lineage already.
Yeah.
The first one is Anuloma in the series, and
Parikama.
Parikama, preparatory, and then, so it's kusala, Anuloma, kusala, and then Gotrabhu already. Change of lineage, it's already Lokutra.
This is that which
changes from kusala to Lokutra.
It also javana.
Javana
kusala. Only vipaka is different.
Yes.
And
yes.
The process of that process.
Yes. Thank you.
Experiences Nibbana. So Nibbana is so lofty that whenever citta has experienced it, that citta is different from other cittas.
So we can say Lokutra Dhammas because the cittas, because they rise and fall away, they are dukkha. They're not included in the first noble.
We don't talk of, we have to understand what the Buddha taught, otherwise, you have to talk from the very beginning to that again. But if one kept in one's mind that what is taught cannot be changed, so all kinds of citta arises in false way. Otherwise, there must be Magga Citta all day,
Nara
Citta all day. And since it's citta, and falling away, it has to be Lokiya. But since the object is different from the Lokiya, that's why the citta which can experience it is so very lofty.
Sorry, Lokutara is very, you just mentioned about it. Lokutara is very,
very highly lofty, and beyond anything else.
And that's the reason it's not included in the
first noble truth is because it cannot be the object of clinging. It's Panchupadana Kanda, it's not the object of clinging.
This is
the reason.
But you asked about whether the citta arises and falls away.
Yes.
All kinds of citta arises, no matter.
Yeah.
But it's Lokuttara citta, see. It's beyond other citta, which can experience only Lokiya. But this one can experience, that's it.
You just mentioned about Lokuttara cannot be an
object of clinging. So it's not Panchupadana Kanda, it's not the Kanda which can be the object of clinging. Mm-hmm. So this is why it's not included in the first noble truth. And also it's not included in the teacher Samuppada, because it's not the Dhamma that will lead to rebirth.
Is that open?
Yes.
I want to understand more.
Just a moment ago. So very crafty that only Panya can know is that. Otherwise, without the eradication of Lopa, there can never be the attainment of Nibbana. It has to be all around, which used to take for self or things. Yeah. So it must be daily development.
Truth, and there is dukkha, which is not truth, and that's the explanation. In the Visuddhimagga, it says there is dukkha that is truth, part of the noble truth, and there is dukkha that is non-truth, outside the noble, four noble truths.
You see that we read and read and read until we come to another verse about that, like what I think about citta. It's very, what do you call it? I have to think about the word. It's like deception. It deceives. Even nama is not real. The word in tipa, in the book. Nama is not real at moment when Nibbana is there. So Nibbana is real. And that which is not Nibbana is just not real. Because it only arises and falls away, like anything. Yeah.
And that's why it says in one sutta that actually any dharma that arises and falls away is not real in this sense.
Yeah. Only that moment has attained Nibbana and see that all the...
Can it be understood?
That what is really real, that which does not arise at all. How can that which arises and falls so real? Because it's just a moment. That's why we have to study carefully and understand what
like
is meant here and there.
And some other expressions which are not real, but that is what it's meant.
Yeah. But in the beginning, one has to know the difference between reality and concept.
Yeah. And any other points that have come up from the discussion that is not true?
Yes, a lot. About the karma and the reasons.
I also asked Jan about the Sevana Pachya, referring to the series at the moment of enlightenment, and whether it still applies, even though those cheetahs all have the function of Javana, but one is Kamavatra, one is Lokuttara, for example, but Marga cheetah still conditioned by a Sevana Pachya, but not Pala cheetah, because it's result. Right. Well, this is that sutta that Thomas always quotes.
for the one who has understood Nibbana, the Lokutra Citta is just so impermanent. So in compared to the Nibbana, it's not real. All impermanent dharmas are not real in that sense. Not particularly. I'm thinking of one, the one that Thomas quotes, where it says all is not real. And, yep. She's mentioned that before, but only can only be known by the one who has realized Nibbana.
Well, it depends on just which one can produce it. It cannot. Yeah. Pardon? Unholy is the deed which has been done, that's all. Any deed. Just talk about the deed. When we produce ourselves in that same life, or next life, or the life after that. Unholy doesn't mean anything at all. Just talk about that which has done, when it will produce itself. A karma. Yeah. Mean that which one will produce result in the same life. And so it has three times fixed, present, future, and yeah, and that same life. Yeah.
So in
oh, okay. It's just that which has been done, yep. which may or may not bring a result.
Because it can produce result only in this life. If it's not, it cannot at all.
Sometimes the result doesn't happen because no conditions for it, and it can't happen after that lifetime. So that's what that is. They call it defunct. The deed was done. It can bring a result in the next lifetime, but it doesn't.
Result of the last javana, because the last javana has been done. So it talk about. Last Chavana, yes. Yes. That's why. Yeah, that's why it said no result and with result in what life. Yeah. It's just the same as the first javana. If it doesn't produce result in this life, it cannot produce. Yeah. So the last one is exactly the same. But all these, no matter the first or the last, are hosi, that which has been done.
Is there a term for that it didn't bring its result and it can't bring a result because it didn't bring result in that lifetime, so it can't bring a result in each lifetime?
Well, one can just say it's...
Some karma produce result on this life only. That is the first javana, and the last one can produce result in the next life only. It cannot. Yeah. That is the explanation of the difference.
We can
choose the first one.
We just say it's ahosi karma that cannot bring result anymore. So that's maybe why they use it. Yeah. Just ahosi karma that can no longer bring result.
And people have wrong understanding. They take that one for ahosi, yes. Cannot. No. But actually,
they are
whatever,
all ahosi. Yeah. But this is the ahosi that cannot bring result.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
I think the translation is wrong. Yeah.
This is also Pakatu Panisya Patiya. Because so many, these are the Pakatupa, which one you can produce?
And the Pakatupa Nisya Pachya, it refers to that same Chaitana, that same moment of karma, that
everything. Yeah, everything. Even Chaitana to have this.
Yes.
Pakatupa Nisya.
Yes, yeah, it must be. Yes. But certainly, yeah, for anything, and for any result to occur, it must be, even for a moment of seeing, there must be the karma that produces vipaka, the vipaka, the seeing, has to have the support of Pakatupa Nisya Pachya to bring the result.
Because by way of natural pachya includes everything, as natural as it can.
Same way that the first citta conditions rupa by nisya, by anyamanya and vipaka pachya. So, yeah.
Citta condition rupa by?
Also by vipaka pachya, even though it's not chitta. It's the only time, it's not chitta rupa. It's the only rupa that is not chitta rupa that is conditioned by vipaka citta by way of vipaka pachya. So it's exception to many rules.
Because we have to talk one situation and one citta.
Yes. So the patisandhi citta, it conditions rupa by way of vipaka pachya, according to the text.
Anyamanya pachya.
Also vipaka pachya, according
vipaka
to...
Vipaka pachya must be conditioned by kamma only.
The rupa is conditioned
by...
We
call it the patisandhi citta, conditioned vipaka... Kamasarupa or what?
The rupa condition at first moment of life are kamaja rupas, but the not chitaja rupas, but still according to the patana, it says the patisandhi citta conditions those rupas by vipaka pachya also.
By way of the both vipaka.
Yeah, both vipaka.
Yeah, depending on that. On that respect.
Yes, yeah. Because I think it's like the way the citta conditions the rupas by nisya or anyamanya pachya, even though they are conditioned by karma, and in the same way it come under vipaka pachya, it mentions the first moment of life, the first citta conditioning rupas.
By different way, not karma pachya.
Vipaka pachya.
Not by vipaka pachya, but by the citta which arrive together with rupa. Both are conditioned by kamma to be vipaka. Mm. So they depend on the jhita as vipaka pachya.
They depend on each other because they're both
vipaka.
Well, obviously, bhavanga cheetahs.
Well, Sarah mentioned that vipaka citta can condition rupa. Rupa conditioned by vipaka citta. I was wondering about an example.
By vipaka pachya, they both depending on each other.
Yes.
But it does not condition the vipaka rupa.
Right, okay.
But they both depend on the other by way of being vipaka together.
And apart from patisanti, are there other instances of...
Even at moment of patisanti citta, that rupa is conditioned by kamma only, but as pachya, they can be anyamanya pachya.
I see. And you mentioned bhavanga citta just then.
Yeah, because bhavanga cittas are not talking now about patisanti, but bhavanga cittas are vipaka cittas. And we know every citta conditions rupa during life, apart from the birth moment and seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching. And
but not by way of vipaka pachya. Because when we talk about vipaka pachya, we talk about citta and cetasika.
Yes.
Both are vipaka.
I think by way of vipaka pachya, it also refers to cheetahs conditioning rupas, because the cheetahs are vipaka, and by vipaka pachya, those cheetahs condition rupas.
I think that when we talk about vipaka, it has to be vipaka.
It has to be vipaka, but it can condition cheetahs and chetasikas and also rupas in this way.
Any vipaka which is conditioned by karma is conditioned by karma.
For example, under vipaka pachya, the pachya are the 36 vipaka cheetahs and 38 chetasikas, which support each other, and what are conditioned are the 36 vipaka cheetahs, 38 chetasikas, which are supported by each other, chitaja rupas, other than the two vinyatis and karma born rupa at Patisandhi, or maybe other than. So what are conditioned are the other cheetahs and chetasikas and chitaja born rupas, but not the vinyatis. So other chitaja rupas are
produced by chitta.
By chitta, yes.
Including vipaka chitta.
Including vipaka chitta, like bhavanga chitta. Yeah. So this is conditioned by way of vipaka pachya.
What would be an example of rupa conditioned by vipaka chitta then?
The first moment.
Other than the first moment.
For example, the 10 vipaka cannot produce rupa, but the other.
Like breath, for example? So, like during sleep, rupa of breath has to be conditioned by the vipaka chittas?
Vipaka chitta, but it's the chitta.
Yeah. And
chitta rupa is chitta rupa.
Yes.
But what type of chitta? What type of chitta?
Yes.
But it has to be chitta rupa.
Right.
It has to be chitta rupa, but it's conditioned in this way by those vipaka chittas.
No matter it's vipaka or matter what, it's conditioned by chitta.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
Is that right? Then we talk about chitta conditioned rupa, no matter what kind of chitta. Kriya chitta or vipaka chitta, any chitta conditioned rupa.
Yes.
Yeah. Except the 10 vipaka chitta.
Yes. Yeah. And the first chitta and last chitta, the arahat and one or two others.
But not by way of kamma pachya.
No.
Yeah, and not, I don't think that by way of vipaka, because usually vipaka is the citta and cetasika together.
Yes, but according to the Patthana, and this is summary from it, by way of vipaka pachya, it not only covers cheetahs and cetasikas conditioned by other vipaka cheetahs and cetasikas, but also chitaja rupas conditioned by those vipaka cheetahs.
All right, by those vipaka citta.
By citta.
Not by way of vipaka pachya.
Well, the cheetah is vipaka, so it just means by that vipaka cheetah, because that cheetah also conditions rupas.
Yeah. Yeah. Because even kriya chitta or any kind of chitta can produce.
Conditions rupas, yeah. Anyway, the main point is just understanding the condition rupas, but actually, according to the text under this pachya, they are included also.
Because we cannot say that rupa is conditioned by vipaka or kamma.
But it's conditioned by that chitta, and that chitta happens to be vipaka.
Right.
So at those moments, that's all it means. It means that, So that's what it's meant when it says it's by vipaka pachya. It just means that it's those rupas are conditioned by those chittas, which are vipaka chittas.
We have to consider carefully. Otherwise, rupa must be vipaka.
No.
See?
It's just like when it talks about Nisya or Nisya Pachya, for example, like under Nisya Pachya, like we discussed before, rupas can be conditioned. It doesn't mean they are vipaka or. So here in this case, it doesn't. When it says by vipaka pachya, it doesn't mean the rupas are vipaka. It means the vipaka cheetahs and chetasikas condition the rupas. That's all. Yep. But it's good to consider and clarify. Because in the case of the first Patisandhi, we need to consider carefully. For example, in Nina's book on
conditions under Vipakapachya. There's about one page all about the Patisandhi Citta conditioning rupas by way of Vipakapachya. So it's being translated into Vietnamese, so we need to consider whether it's correct. So that's why I checked in the Patana, and so one needs to check everything.
But by way of Vipakapachya, or by way of Adipatya?
Well, according, because she gave a quote from the Patana, and I checked somewhere else, and it's suggesting that the Patisandhi, even though it is the result of karma and the rupas are the result of karma, but
to ask,
we need to check
in
it.
In Bangkok, we should check it.
So the reason at the Patisandhi conditions the rupas at first moment of life by Vipakacitta as well is because even though the rupas are conditioned by karma, they need the citta to open the floodgates.
Right. Otherwise karma cannot arise at all without the Patisandhi citta.
Because if there is no life, for the arahat who's passed away, if there's no Patisandhi, conditions.
Many details and so many extra exceptions that we have to continue on looking for again and again and again and check with the other places.
That's why I checked in the Patana and with the details.
Very good.
But also it's why in the discussion I didn't say anything more, because it's good to just check carefully and very detailed.
And I don't think that they can understand what we talk. And also the discussion in English?
Yes, maybe we can discuss. Yeah.
But it depends.
Yes.
Otherwise, they just listen and forget and forget and forget. It that doesn't come down deep to their memory, as it needs understanding. Yeah, and reason all the time.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes. It's not enough just to know what is a pacha and what is a pacha.
No, there must be reason to.
Exactly.
Yeah. And each pacha should be carefully worked out as why is this pacha and why is that pacha. Yeah. Otherwise, it's just memory about how many pachyas are there.
Exactly.
But no understanding. Yeah. To be sure the reason why it is such pachyas.
I think the reason is very important, like we were talking about Hasa yesterday, and the reasons why it is ahara, otherwise one forgets. And the same with the Patisandhi, one has to understand the reasons.
So any point that shouldn't be forgotten must be with understanding clearly.
Yes. Because actually it's the same point that we discussed before, and at that time we checked all the texts.
Right, good. That is good, because we have to check.
We check and double check this.
Yes, and double check with
good.
Other places as well.
Exactly.
So be careful, otherwise just one mistake can bring about the destroying of the teachings.
Yes. Ajahn was just mentioning that she double-checked on this point, and what we were discussing was correct, that the Vipaka Citta, the Patisandhi Citta, conditions the rupas at the moment of birth by way of Vipakapachya, like you wrote and we mentioned. And she said that we need to understand the reason, and the reason is because without that citta, then karma can't produce rupas at the first moment of life. The Patisandhi is necessary to open the floodgates for karma to produce rupas at the first moment.
That's good. Yeah. After that, karma can produce result because of its own strength.
Exactly.
As karma bhajya.
Right, without the help of Vipaka.
Yeah, citta, without the help of citta.
I think that Mark will be so happy about pachaya.
Yes,
yeah.
He'll be happy.
If you tell him.
Because if it's just to know, it's useless.
No, they have to understand
whether that is the point to lead to more understanding of reality, or just wanting to know, that's all. That's why people didn't see the subtle attachment to whatever until Vipassana Jnana. See?
Yes, if it's just collecting details,
it follows.
Then they'll just be forgotten immediately.
Yeah. And it follows. Only Panya can understand. They're settled there.
Anyway, it's good to check and clarify.
Very good, So that we'll keep the teachings of the Buddha with understanding and reason for anyone to understand it quite very subtly.
Very, very useful trick
to help the others to have the understanding of life, and whatever they have opportunity to come and have interest in listening.
I enjoy so much contact with the people, with the listeners, and talk to them. It's very nice,
And it's good to remember that the purpose is just to help the people here, help people have more understanding, then one doesn't mind what hardship or one can put up.
Right. Nothing is as worth as having time to share with others, to have their understanding better and better.
The trying comes in because it's accumulated.
That's why it's only Panya which begins to learn to study carefully about that which appears.
Yeah.
Because it's beyond our control, that's why there should be confidence on all dhammas are anatta.
Yes.
And whenever there is the idea of self, Panya begins to learn that that's not the way.
That's not the way.
And by such understanding, it can condition the other moment, which will come later as no need to think, because it's there already. And the arising and falling away so very fast that it doesn't wait anyone to think about it. So Panya is the moment of understanding that.
About trying?
Yes, I said that I cannot help that there is a little trying, and it's realized it's wrong, but it accumulated to try. Yeah, and I was talking about sound and hearing, and Ajahn said seeing a visible object is really more, well, the most difficult, because they're seeing all the time, and when they're thinking, we know it's not seeing and no one in it.
And the most difficult or the most common?
The most common is the most difficult.
Most common, because it's
all the time. All the time, yeah.
Would you like a cough sweet again?
No, thank you.
I can get it.
No. So many things in this bag. I can find it.
Why sometimes, because people find visible objects so difficult to understand, sometimes I talk about hearing and sound, because sometimes people can understand a little better, but actually if there's understanding of seeing an invisible object, there can be understanding of any reality which appears. Even when there's that little bit of trying, it can be known too, because it's also a reality.
Yeah.
So,
but we know it usually by thinking about it, you know, not the characteristic.
But even thinking about it, even that thinking is real.
So yeah.
If there is trying, then we know it's not understanding at all.
No.
So at that moment of trying or thinking, it's real. It can be known too.
Yeah.
Not my trying or my thinking.
No, but Ajahn also reminded me that realities pass so very, very quickly.
Yes.
And no time.
Impossible
really.
To
no time really to
so useless
to point to out.
Or
yeah.
Select anything.
There was one question when Ajahn was asking Nana.
Yes.
Ajahn was asking Nana, what is real now? And that question was really striking me. Yeah, because we were kind of into some detailed discussion, and then suddenly that question just bring back to now, what is really real?
And luckily I had been asking Nana the same question so she could give such good answer.
Right. That was
who is that
fortunate.
Across the table? Is it your daddy? Seeing and thinking.
Right. And she was very...
She could answer from her thought. She think over and over. Nana, very good, because it's not just copying the word, but it's from her own thinking.
Like Ajahn said to her, are you just repeating all the words or is it really true? And she said, it's really true.
Yeah. Right, she was considering the question,
yeah.
Right.
Not just repeating the words.
She would have more time to listen. It will just go in her.
But she does not listen to me when I say it. Okay, you told me several times, don't tell me.
But if I say to her, we'll have another bicycle ride, then she will listen to so much Dharma because...
Right.
Nana is very good teacher for the young, like...
Right. Sarah,
she's
thank
very
you.
Good yeah. student, yeah.
Very fortunate of her. Oh, Nana, very fortunate.